Hello and welcome to Soulful Valley, the podcast for people who want to improve their quality of life through caring about their mental, emotional and spiritual well-being. I'm your host, Katie Carey, and I will be sharing wisdom and ideas from myself and some expert authors, coaches and energy healers that could be just what you need to hear to transform your life today. This week's episode is with Kelly Pardekeeper. Since childhood, Kelly dreamed of studying every modality possible to learn and understand health and healing from all perspectives, and then find its most profound truth. Her dreams led her to study a Bachelor of Pharmacy, believing a pharmacist to be the most easily accessible health practitioner in the community and be best placed to share her broader health perspective. Her diligence at university and then focus on establishing a career and then owning her own business saw her dream of becoming a truly holistic expert, encompassing all modalities of health, fall away in the distance. After having her first child and struggling to hold her perfectly constructed little world together, Kelly was forced inward to cope. Here she connected to her deepest truth, her intuition. Since embracing her intuition as her guiding light, Kelly has come home to her original goal of viewing health and healing from a deeper perspective. Yet the need to study multiple modalities is no longer necessary, as she now sees the truth is within us all. Kelly now supports clients along their illness wellness journey as an intuitive health guide, using her unique combination of medical intuition and health transition doula. She guides clients to see that our bodies are always working in our favour. The pain and suffering we experience occur when we reject or ignore the messages within. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to Soulful Valley.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Kelly's another one of our authors in Intuitive Knowing Her Truth. And for our listeners, Kelly, could you share a little bit about your chapter?
Yes. So funnily enough, I think I should have reread it before we met, because I wrote it from such a place that was really not cognitive, almost like a subconscious place. So I can't totally remember what was in there. It was just my heart pouring out, needing to write and share my story. It was a lot. If I had to summarize it and try and thinking back to what needed to be shared, it was really coming from a place of why I was a perfectionist and how I was trying to protect myself and everyone around me by keeping everything perfect, and really hitting rock bottom in that place and finding that thing within me, my intuition, that was that internal strength and that guiding light to keep going and keep moving forward when that rock bottom moment hit.
I'm sure a lot of people would relate to that kind of situation. So what do you do in your work now? What does life look like for you now that you've come through that journey?
So it's quite multifaceted. I trained as a pharmacist 20 years ago, so I still work in that space and have a beautiful community that I'm a part of, that I work part-time. I also have branched, I guess, sideways, still in the health space, but about showing people that our health or our challenges in health, our limitations, are a gift, and they essentially are part of our journey and they happen for a reason. Our body and our soul needs to go through these. So help people find the gift and step away from being victim into being empowered and enjoying where they're at, and finding the joy and the reason behind why they're in that particular situation they're in. So that's the overall. I do a little bit also on the side in helping people to essentially nurture themselves and nurture the wonderful essence of who they are. So I run retreats. I even make bath salts, which probably sounds a little bit quirky, but it's something that it's a craft hobby I started a little while ago, and it is the most beautiful gift to your soul to have a lovely warm bath. So I keep them up because I love them. They are just the perfect gift to someone or to yourself, and it is just so nourishing. So that's my little fun dabble. But ultimately, it always comes back to nourishing this human existence that we're in.
And I relate to both the things that you spoke about there, because I became disabled, but rather than it being the worst thing that could happen to me, it's turned out, I believe now, to be the best thing that could have happened to me, because the life I was leading was not right for me. And my body showed me and took me on a completely different path. And now my focus is a lot more on nourishing my body and what do I need for good health and what do I need for me. So I completely relate to all of that. It's awesome. And to hear of a pharmacist who's also into such holistic health, that's great as well, isn't it? It's great to bring both worlds together, because you often get people that are so dead against medication. Or the other way around, but someone who can blend the best of both worlds, that's
they truly have a place. Yeah, like you say, so many people are polarized, one or the other. It's black and white. And medication is fantastic. There are certainly plenty of cases where we really do need to support the body through the gift of medicine. But using it as a total crux and an avoidance of going within and looking at the bigger picture is also a risk. So there is a beautiful space to sit in between and be open to all options.
And there can be a balance. I mean, personally, for me, medication didn't work for me, which is how I ended up going more down the holistic route. But I do see people that, you know, it does work for and do need it. And it's great to have that balance. So where can people find you if they want to know more about the work that you do, Kelly, or want to interact with you?
The best place is social media is amazing these days. I mean, through social media, we connect. We're on different sides of the world. But all the socials as Kelly Pardicooper, and I have a website, kellypardicooper.com. So quite simple. The only challenge is spelling Pardicooper, which is PARDEKOOP. It's a bit of a mouthful, but that's the easiest place for people to find me.
And can you give our listeners any tips to support their mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being if they're struggling at the moment?
I think the biggest thing is a little bit of a loaded word, but meditation and finding something that works for you. Now, meditation doesn't need to be sitting cross-legged, hands in, on your knees, chanting or listening to a guided meditation, just finding a way that's silence within yourself, whether it be, some people call it prayer, some people just call it quiet time or relaxation, but just that time to switch off from the external stimulus and to go within. And finding the way that works for you. I think that's the ultimate starting point. And it's accessible, it's open to anyone, and it is totally adaptable to whatever suits the individual.
And you can do it anywhere, can't you? In the bath, in the garden.
You can do it when you wake up in the morning.
I love meditation. It's my go-to every day. And I do it more often than I used to now. I do it in just short spurts throughout the day. I really connect in, and it does make a huge difference to your life, doesn't it? Is there anything else you'd like to share with us that we haven't brought up?
Oh, I don't think so. I'm just tuning in, seeing if anything wants to be shared. Oh, I think we've covered the crux of the gift of life in the short little condensed version.
Oh, I'll ask you this. How did you end up in intuitive? There's one I haven't asked you.
So Bridget Holder, our publisher, she and I met a few years ago doing a course, actually helping to connect with our intuition, and we stayed in touch. And when I've had a yearning for a very long time to write. I'm an avid reader and just felt that connection that I wanted to get on the other side of the pages. And when I heard that Bridget had started the publishing house, I was like, okay, this is it. And then when she launched the word, was it intuitive? I'm like, oh, that just sung to my soul. Yeah. It had to be. It was one of those choices that I don't ever think I actually thought about. It was my body tingled and I just knew that it was this visceral response that I needed to be part of it.
And that's exactly how it was for me. As soon as I saw the image and the title, and I thought I could have written that book. That's yeah. called my soul.
So it does, doesn't it?
So you just know, don't you, if it's meant for you, I think.
I do.
And that must have been great for you that you already knew her as well. So it must have been in it, because I didn't actually know who she was. But I still felt the calling from I still felt that call from deep within, even though I knew absolutely nothing about her. So, and that's changed the trajectory of my life at the moment. So
open the doors.
It has. It's opened so many doors. So thank you so much, Kelly, for coming in today. I know we've tried to do this a few times, Katie. And missed each other. Finally, we got together. You're the final episode of this series.
Exciting, thank you.
Yeah. So thank you for your time and bye for now.
Thank you, Katie. Bye.
So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Learn to trust your intuition now.
Thank you for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. Hopefully you will have heard something today that helps you feel a little lighter and more connected and aware of who you really are. My aim is to share love, light and wisdom, raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed the show, please subscribe, rate and review, and let others know about this podcast if you think that it would help them in any way. You can find me at the Soulful Valley podcast page on Facebook. My website is soulfulvalley.com. You can also connect with me on Instagram at soulfulvalley.